hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. A very special show today. We're going to find out a lot about some places you can go diving, including a new resort in Fiji. You'll hear all about it in just a little bit. And then we got a lot of special guests on board. And it's jam-packed because we have to fit in a lot of stuff this week. Because next week, we're going to be broadcasting from the deck of the Turks and Caicos Explore to Live Aboard with Explorer Ventures. Yes, it's another Scuba Radio, Scuba Cruise. Bill, the producer, is going to be on board, Mermaid Tony, as well as Dan Orr from Divers Alert Network. It's going to be quite an event. Give you a little taste of what liveaboard diving is all about. That is next Saturday. Do not miss that special show. However, we kick off today's broadcast with pretty much the guy who made that broadcast possible for next week. And, of course, I'm talking about Clay from Explorer Ventures. He's on Scuba Radio right now. How you doing, Clay?
I'm doing excellent. How about you?
Hey, I'm doing great because I'm heading out to the Turks and Caicos for a week of pristine diving. The weather looks awesome. I think it's going to shape up for one of the best liveaboard adventures I've ever taken. So I got something to look forward to. How about you?
Well, you know, I actually get to sit in the office next week and think about you goofing off all next week and calling it work. So
okay, so pretty much you hate me right now for bringing that up.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, I'll be sitting here. The office is air conditioned, so that's okay, and all that. But yeah, basically, I'll be desk bound, and you'll be diving.
Yeah, well, you'll be making other people's dreams come true when they call the Explorer Ventures office there and book their next Live Aboard adventure, whether it's the Turks and Caicos or one of the new itineraries in the Galapagos or Maldives. Let's talk about that adventure before we get into some of these other itineraries you guys offer there, Explorer Ventures, because this thing is just now. You announced it a few weeks ago, but now you're hot and heavy in planning the itineraries, the boat, and the whole thing, right?
Oh yeah, it's going to be excellent. We we've spent the last year or so saying that our next boat in service was going to be the Humboldt Explorer in Galapagos, but now that's in service. So we're looking forward to next January, where Carpe Vita Explorer is going to be afloat and starting service in February in the Maldives.
Now, what is the name of the boat again? Say it again.
The boat's name is Carpe Vita Explorer.
Carpe Vita. Now, I know we talked about this, but what does that mean again in Maldivian?
That would be sea's life in Latin.
Sea's life in Latin. Okay, or Maldivian is what I was going with. But
you could say that, but it wouldn't be true.
Yeah, well, that wouldn't be the first thing I said that wasn't true. But, you know, you just go with what you know, or what you don't, maybe, I guess,
exactly.
Is the thing. So that's the new vessel. Explain it a little bit. Like, what are you doing as far as the design of this new vessel in Maldives, and how will it differ than, you know, from some of the other vessels that you guys operate?
Well, actually, you know, the way that the vessels operate in the Maldives is significantly different from anything that we're currently doing. The Carpe Vita Explorer is basically going to be a large yacht and used as a mothership for the diving. So there's plenty of space on board. You don't have to allocate space for a big dive deck or anything like that. Basically you can concentrate on common areas and size of the staterooms and all that, because in conjunction with building the Carpe Vita Explorer, we are building a 62-foot tender, otherwise known as a dhoni, in the Maldives, and all of the diving is done off the Dhoni. The compressors are there, the nitrox system's on the Dhoni, and it's actually some of the crew live on board that, so it's actually a liveaboard in and of itself.
Really?
And it's a different style of operation. The Dhoni can get areas where obviously the bigger boat can't, and is more maneuverable, which is needed in that area to get to see the mantas and the whale sharks and all that. So it's interesting. We just got some new pictures in today from our partner down there with construction updates, and they're starting to fiberglass some of the hull now. It's a wood frame, wood hull boat, and it's been absolutely fascinating watching the construction process.
Yeah, well, I bet it is. Now, this Dhoni is being built the same time as the liveaboard vessel itself, or is it separate things altogether?
Well, they're being built side by side in the same place. So,
okay.
We've got construction pictures up on the website. You can take a look and see how construction's progressing, and it's a fascinating process.
And, of course, you can just go to exploreventures.com or dial them up, 1-800-322-3577. Clay, what about the diving there in Maldives? Now, you mentioned the mantas, and is big animals what you expect to see over there? Or is it like Galapagos, or is it much different, or what? I don't know.
Well, no, it's much different. It's warm water diving, a lot of big animals.
I like that.
Of, mantas and whale sharks and other sharks, but, reef diving as well. And you don't have to put up with the cold temperatures that you do in the Galapagos. It's obviously worth it in the Galapagos, but, no 7 mil required.
Okay, I like the sound of this. And I would imagine it's high on the list for the buff divers that dive with you guys every once in a while, too, huh?
I would think so.
Yeah.
I don't think Galapagos would necessarily fit into their chosen diving style.
Yeah. Now, so when you say the big animals are attracted there as well, are we still talking, though, we're not talking about the whale sharks and the seals and sea lions and things like that and the hammerheads you would see in Galapagos, but you get some of that. Is that right?
Yeah,
is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, you do get whale sharks frequently. You get mantas frequently. It's probably the thing that the Maldives is best known for. Plus some gorgeous reef diving.
So just a little mix of everything and warmer water temperatures and more tropical type climate, I'm
guessing. Yeah, exactly. And it's, Maldives, the nation itself is the lowest average elevation nation in the world. So everything is water-based. It's a big archipelago of various different islands. So speedboat transits in between the various places. It's just a very, very different area.
Now, the Galapagos are known more to be a little bit more of an experienced dive adventure for people that have much more diving under their belt because of the currents and the way the diving is there sometime. I mean, a beginner diver can go there, but you really need to know your stuff before you head out to an adventure like that. Maldives, not so much, maybe a little bit more, beginning diver friendly, maybe, or what?
Yeah, I think so. Certainly, you don't have to deal with just the physical weight of the gear that you need to when you're doing more cold water diving. But also the currents are not as prevalent. There are certain currents in the Maldives and areas that you've got to, watch out for from a diving point of view. But a lot of those areas just like in a lot of areas in the world, you get the big pelagics where the currents are because they're feeding on all the stuff that congregates there.
Yeah. Now, what about the culture, the people there in the Maldives? I would imagine it's steeped in culture and, provides its own little attraction topside in that regard, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a very different place. Obviously, it's a Islamic country and has a lot of restrictions that we as Americans aren't used to. But there's just a lot of depth of everything there, a lot of different things to understand, a lot of different, different. Different world outlook, as it were.
Yeah, well, I think that always adds to the adventure when you get to hang with the people, whether they're in Fiji or the Galapagos or wherever. I mean, when you go to a different part of the world like that, sharing that exchange with those folks really does add to the whole experience, I think. And I've heard that about the Maldives when you go there. The people are quite unique and interesting and friendly, too. So you go out there and have that little exchange, a nice little surface interval distraction, right?
Yeah, exactly. You get away from the stereotypes that you get from, the daily news headlines, as it were, and it gives you a whole different perspective on things.
Absolutely. So, okay, so that's the Maldives. That starts sailing next year. What month we know? What is the
February.
February, okay, of next year. And once again, you can just dial up Explore Ventures and book it now, 1-800-322-3577. We've touched on the Galapagos. Itineraries just started sailing a few weeks ago. What are the initial reports that you're getting back from people that have been on that adventure so far?
Initial reports have been excellent. The boat turned out absolutely beautiful, and we're just excited about it. It's been a long process to get to get up and running there. The boat construction was the easy part. The regulatory side was the difficult part. So it's exciting that it's finally done and operating, and people are coming off ecstatic.
Yeah, big animals, big adventure. That's what I hear you get in Galapagos. Definitely on my list. And pretty much when you talk to any experienced diver, for sure, it has to be, I would say, in the top three destinations of places people want to go, divers want to go. Wouldn't you say that's fair?
Definitely. It's got to be on everybody's bucket list, whether you've got the experience right now to really take advantage of it, or, you know, in another couple years worth of liveaboard trips, we'll have 100 show dives under your belt and be ready to tackle something like that. It's got to be on your bucket list.
Absolutely. So Galapagos, Humboldt Explorer sailing, and you can book it now there at exploreventures.com. A lot of other special trips that you guys offer. Turks and Caicos, obviously you'll hear all about that next week. Caribbean liveaboard itineraries there in the Bahamas. You just did Silver Banks, didn't you?
Yeah, we actually, the Turks and Caicos Explorer too, the boat that you're going to be lazing around on next week doing nothing except for diving and drinking beer probably.
Yeah, maybe a little.
But that would never happen, right?
No, never. Never.
But that we take that down to the Dominican Republic every winter. So from late January, early February through till April, we operate out of Puerto Plata in the Dominican Republic and head out every week to the Silver Banks and spend time with Tom Collin and Aquatic Adventures and snorkeling and swimming with the humpback whales out there. It's a very, very different type of trip. It's just a fantastic experience.
Yeah, well, I've heard that's on my bucket list too, right there, doing that that DR trip with you guys. So maybe next year we'll try to work that into the schedule if possible. But yeah, it just sounds like an amazing adventure hanging out with the whales. I've never had that opportunity yet.
It's amazing, you know. Last year was my first year out there, or first trip out there,
right?
And it was amazing because you get out at dawn and you're steaming out there, and you're just having to dodge all the humpbacks that are out there to get to the mooring. And it's just fantastic whale watching, and that's before you get into the water.
Yeah. Then when you get into the water, you're having to dodge them too, I guess, a little bit, somewhat, maybe. I don't know.
It's been known to happen, that's for sure.
Getting bumped by a whale. That sounds like the ultimate adventure. Just go to their website, exploreventures.com, for more information, or call 1-800-322-3577. They have a lot of specials going on right now, so book your adventure today, and you'll see why Explore Ventures is the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
You came all the way down here for this.
And scuba diving.
Scuba diving? Who's going scuba diving?
We're going scuba diving. We'll be back in time.
What do you have to go scuba diving for?
For fun.
For fun?
And I'm a scuba-holic. I spend all my time beneath the waves. No more gin and tonic. Scuba diving is all that I crave. I don't need a 12-step program. Meetings I never attend. All I need is blue water. I catch a buzz each time I dive in.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg, the Dive Master. Now, last week I gave him a week off because I'd seen how hard he worked and Dominica for Dive Fest. However, today he's on the air. He's with us to give us a recap of Dominica Dive Fest. Of course, I'm talking about Simon Walsh from the Dominican Water Sports Association. Simon, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, not too bad. Everything's great. It's over. It's behind us, and we had a great, successful Dive Fest, so I'm happy.
Yeah, you know, this is our third Dive Fest that we went over there and did our little scuba radio thing with the mermaids, and it definitely has built up over the years. And the mermaids were a huge hit. Dive Fest seemed to come together really nicely this year. Everybody's had smiles on their faces. And I don't know. It just seems to get bigger and better every year, my friend.
I think it does. And you know, you look back on it, and we had our sort of post-Dive Fest meeting yesterday, the Dominica Water Sports Association. So that's, you know, every dive shop on the island is a member of the association. So we all sat down and, you know, we crunched through everything, ran through all the events we did, ways we can improve them, ways we can change things up a little bit for next year. And, you know, we talked about the mermaids and the fact that Jewelers International Swiss Army Victoria Knox brought them down, and hopefully we'll bring them down next year again. So, you know, we went through everything, and basically we got to look at it as a huge success. And you're right, the weather held out, and, you know, we had rain before the big weekend and right after the big weekend, but the big weekend was just fantastic. Everybody had a great time.
Yeah. Now, we did our shows from the island, and we mentioned this last week on the show, but the culmination of Dive Fest is this Kabuli canoe race. And this was the first year we were able to hang around for the entire event and experience this culmination of just fun Dominican festive party goers. And why don't they know how to row a canoe there?
Well, next year we're gonna turn the tables, Greg, and the Scuba Radio is gonna get in one of these canoes, and you'll find out exactly how unstable they are, because you saw how much people celebrate every time a boat capsizes, which is almost every race somebody capsizes, and I didn't want to say sinks because they're wooden boats, so they don't actually sink, but you're definitely waterlogged.
So you're saying it looks easier than it is?
It's actually incredibly difficult, and don't forget, we didn't want to make this into a sort of macho, testosterone-filled, row your boat as fast as you can. So that's why we do the relay race, where two people have to get out and onto a platform, and the two from the platform get in and then turn the boat around and row back. So, you know, you gotta time that properly. You gotta do it properly. Otherwise, as you see, you know, you're upside down and you gotta bail your boat out.
Yeah. Now, one of the things I noticed on this, Simon, is that there was an anchor, driver, steerer, or I don't know, oarsman, I guess, with a team of two in each canoe. And I noticed a couple of the ladies that were in these boats just basically decided they weren't going to do anything, and they just let him do all the work. Is that a strategy, or were they just tired?
I think that's called ineffective use of oars, and the captain probably, you know, the captains are all local fishermen, right? So we're trying to get, and we pay them to come on board the boats and act as captains and stuff. So, you know, probably what's happening, Greg, there is that the captain, in no fine English and good words, is telling the ladies, stop rowing, I'll control the boat.
Oh, okay, exactly. Just like, hey, you're doing more damage by doing stuff. Just stay put and drink a Kabuli. Let me run the boat.
Exactly.
I got gotcha.
You're rowing backwards.
Yeah, that very well could have been the case. I was watching it. I was just like, wow, what is going on here exactly? Are they more focused on working on their tan lines, or is it the Kabuli, or what?
The other thing, Greg, is you've got to have a professional, at least one professional in the boat. You know, you can have the two contestants in each direction, but you need one professional to kind of make the boats go in the right basic direction. Otherwise, the races could take hours.
Yeah, well, we did see a couple boats that just basically ended up rowing right into shore. They were supposed to go over to a dock, but they rowed right into the beach, totally blew off the course. But, hey, that's part of the fun, you know, one of the many festivities that you can experience there in Dominica for Dive Fest. Plan on it for next year. DominicaDiveFest.com. All the details will be right there. And, of course, for more information on the island, DiscoverDominica.com. All right, Simon, thanks for checking in, buddy.
All right, Greg, that sounds good. We'll see you in Dominica next year. Looking forward to it.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Dive into one of the greatest adventures of your life. Become a real treasure hunter. Spend a week diving one of the richest Spanish galleons ever to be lost at sea with the world's greatest treasure hunters. And take home up to $2,500 worth of treasure. For the first time ever, the public is invited to dive the most famous shipwreck in history, Mel Fisher's Atocha. You'll go behind the scenes on a working salvage boat, recovering treasure and artifacts that are almost 400 years old. You'll learn firsthand all about treasure hunting and historic shipwreck conservation. You'll see the charts and Atocha's treasure manifest. Working alongside Mel Fisher's dive team, you'll have the chance to find your very own piece of history and take home authentic artifacts worth up to $2,500. Trips are limited to 6 weeks each summer, so book your trip today. Call 305-294-5441 or go to melfisher.com. Today's the day.
Coming up, we're going to get a report firsthand about Florida spiny lobster season, which was this past Wednesday and Thursday. You'll hear all about it in a matter of minutes, as well as a cool little resort we've discovered in the Fijian island chain. You're going to hear all about that a little bit later on today's big show. You know, we get to do a lot of cool things. I mean, next week you're going to hear our broadcast from the Turks and Caicos. You know, we just got back from Dominica Dive Fest. I mean, we get to travel the world. I have a pretty cool gig, but every once in a while I get to share the joy. And one of the things we've been doing here the last month or so on the website at scubaradio.com is the Scuba Radio Monthly Giveaway. And it's been kind of nice because right now Cobra Marine has been nice enough to hook us up with a radar detector to give away. So I say it is that moment in time where I get to share the joy. Let's make someone very happy today. He's been holding on the line. He can't hear us talking right now, but if I press this button. Hi, who's this?
My name is Don.
Don. This is Greg, the dive master with Scuba Radio. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing okay. How you doing?
Good, man. Are you a diver?
I am a diver.
You are a diver. And I got your name as an entry in our Scuba Radio monthly giveaway. Does that sound like you?
Yep. Sure did.
Well, guess what?
What's that?
You are a big wiener.
No way.
Yes. Do you ever have a problem getting to the dive site on time there, Don?
I don't.
You don't? Well, this will ensure it because I got a Cobra radar detector for you. How about that?
Oh, that's fantastic.
It's really nice. It tells you where red light cameras are, the whole thing. So, we're not encouraging you to speed, but, you know, when people are anxious on their way to the dive site, it's always good to know you kind of have that extra little peace of mind there to keep you from racking up extra money to pay the police as opposed to, using it for your next dive.
Yep, that sounds good.
Well, congratulations, Don. We're going to get this out to you here pretty soon, my friend, okay?
Hey, appreciate it, Greg. Listen to you guys all the time.
And he's not a relative. Go figure. All right. Hey, you want to be like Don? You want to win something cool? You want us to share the joy with you? Well, just go to scubaradio.com and register for the Scuba Radio Monthly Giveaway. Right now, we have a brand new internet radio, a really nice device from Cobra Marine. Check out all the details right there at scubaradio.com. It's the Scuba Radio Monthly Giveaway, and all you have to do is register to win. More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, my name is Alexa from South Wales.
Wow, okay.
If you like going down like me, then here's the man to see. Greg the Dive Master on Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Every time I get high, you want to go by. Every time I want to get down, get down, get down.
And And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to getting down. I am Greg the Dive Master. On the phone is Scott Jones from Diver Wire. It's a new service for divers that want to stay in the know. And we got Scott on the line right now here on Scuba Radio. How you doing, Scott?
Doing well. How about yourself?
I'm good, my friend. Now, Scott actually tapped into the Scuba Radio family for a little, news feed or inspiration for a story this week. Right, Scott?
Well, absolutely. It was actually one of the better dives I've had in years. And, you know, it was only partially because of the underwater scenery, you know.
Yeah, exactly. You went down to the Keys a few weeks ago. He called me up. He said, Greg, I'm going to go diving in the Keys. I hear you have a mermaid down there that I should probably go diving with. And, of course, we're talking about Mermaid Tony. And that's what you did, right, Scott?
We did. And, you know, Mermaid Tony is quite an attraction. We've actually wrote a story about her on DiverWire.com, and the headline is Meet the Florida Keys' newest scuba diving attraction. And you know, judging from the amount of people going into the dive center down there in Isla Mirada, she's becoming quite an attraction with and without the mermaid tail.
Well, exactly. She actually runs the dive store. Well, I better rephrase that because Tom might not appreciate it, the owner. But she is like the big cheese there at the dive store at Florida Keys Dive Center, and so she helps out the dive store folks, and then she takes divers out there. She's a dive instructor, and then she does a Scuba Radio Mermaid thing stuff with us as well, and it's like a big love fest. You go out there and you get a little bit of everything, a little mermaidium if you want to work that angle, or if you just want to go diving. I know our chat room divers are planning a little adventure with her in August. But what did you do? Where did you dive with Mermaid Tony down there in the Keys, Scott?
Well, we dove a couple of the local reefs, and one of them was Snapper Reef, and we've got a few photos of that adventure up on the site, so we encourage people to go take a look at those photos. One of them's become my wallpaper on my computer, and It's great to be able to dive with somebody that has such a passion for the underwater world, and can certainly rival some of the reefs for underwater sites, you know.
Yes, well, you know, she definitely is the new face for diving. I'll go with that. I think I got an eye for talent. That's kind of how we kind of found her. We found her through one of our listeners, actually. And then I was like, hey, this girl's got it going on. We got to make her a Scuba Radio Mermaid. But then I find out she's a dive instructor. She's working all this other stuff. But you were impressed just like I was. So you do see this as the next generation of the face of the scuba diving community, you think?
Well, I think that Tony represents the future of diving, but, you know, Tony is also a great ambassador. I looked at her Facebook page, and she's got hundreds of fans, and she probably is going to have 100 more after this interview is over with, but, her talk, her enthusiasm for diving is certainly something that we'd all love to share in.
Absolutely. No doubt. So I guess you're going to be heading back down to the Keys here pretty soon yourself, right?
Well, I was hoping that you might ask me to accompany you on one of your mermaid jaunts here to some of these places. You do need somebody to carry bags or something, don't you?
Well, that's a whole mermaid wrangler specialty certification we're working on. So I should add you to the list is what you're asking me, right?
Yeah, Greg, definitely add me to that list. I'm sure it'll be a long one, but you can use your skills and talents there to move me up near the top of that. In the meantime, I'd encourage everyone to go to DiverWire.com to read not only about Tony, but some of the other exciting things that are happening in the dive industry as well.
Do you want to talk diving or tell Greg the Dive Master he's all wet? Then call Scuba Radio now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
If you ask a dive guide to show you a seahorse and they reply with, what color? Well, chances are you're diving in Dominica. No crowds, just superb diving in untouched reefs, the way it should be. Within minutes from shore, walls plunge over 500 meters and pinnacles rise up from the depths. Seahorses, frogfish, flying gurnards, even whales can be seen year-round in Dominica. And the topside attractions will blow your mind. Go to discoverdominica.com for more info. That's discoverdominica.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Bula, that's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
Scuba Radio, diver's consumer tip number 135. Hermit crabs can really be quite social. However, fiddler crabs have yet to really show any musical talent. The chemists are working on it.
You sound insane. Do you realize that?
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. We have Nick Bird, the chief medical officer for Dives Alert Network, in the studio. What's the topic of the day, Nick?
Fitness and diving, Greg.
Uh-oh, you're going to tell me I need to lose weight, my cholesterol's too high, and I'm not eating enough fiber, aren't you?
Wow, that really wasn't my plan.
But you're a doctor.
Yeah, but I'm not a fiber psychic. I was just thinking more along the lines of reminding folks why it's a good idea to maintain a general level of fitness and a healthy lifestyle.
Is it going to come with a recommendation to eat more tofu?
I'm a burger man myself.
Sweet. Okay, why is overall fitness a good thing?
You mean aside from the thousand reasons it's just good for you, or because of the benefits it brings to your diving?
How in the world does it benefit my diving?
Good health and fitness can improve your dive on a number of levels. Diving is kind of a contradiction. It's a sport most of us enjoy because it's relaxing, low-key, and it can be enjoyed by just about anyone. Yet there's definitely an element of physical demand, and because of that, there is a direct correlation between fitness and diving. The more fit you are, the more your diving will improve, both in terms of your enjoyment level and your safety factor.
Give us some examples.
Okay. Fitness contributes directly to your ability to handle situations underwater. If the diving you're doing requires any kind of strenuous activity,
like swimming against a current?
Exactly. Your fitness level affects how quickly you'll fatigue when dealing with a given situation. That leads directly into another correlation, the effect of fitness on air consumption.
Let me guess, the more fit you are, the less air you use.
Not quite that simple, but basically, yes. Divers who are aerobically fit don't tire as quickly. They breathe more easily because...
Divers who are out of shape get out of breath, and out of breath means sucking air.
Well put. Having the ability to keep your breathing slow and even also improves your ability to solve problems, because you won't tire as easily, which is one less stress adding to the problem. Less stress helps keep your body relaxed and your mind clear, which, as we all know, is a big key to problem resolution.
This may almost be worth eating tofu.
I'd hold out for more.
There's more?
How about the fact that weight or resistance training increases muscle strength?
So I won't pull any more muscles toting tanks.
Yeah, how many tanks do you really tote?
Okay, the dive masters won't pull as many muscles. But I do have a serious question. Obesity is a problem you hear about every day, and in diving circles you hear about overweight folks being more susceptible to DCI. Any truth to that?
Well, there are a lot of theories out there on that one, and the discussion on it could probably fill an entire show, but I'll say this. Overall physical fitness definitely increases circulatory and respiratory efficiency, both of which are key to the release of nitrogen after a dive. The more efficient your systems, the more efficient you'll be in releasing nitrogen from your body.
So fitness can decrease your chances of developing DCI.
It's not conclusive, but it's likely.
So what do I do to be considered fit for diving?
Start by thinking about it in terms of living a healthy lifestyle, with diving perhaps serving as your incentive. You don't have to be able to run a marathon to be considered fit. Start with finding a program that's right for you. Try different options until you find one that works for you and that you enjoy. The important thing is simply to make sure you find something that includes both cardio and some sort of weight or resistance training, since these elements will help increase both your aerobic and general fitness.
Any tips on how to stick with it?
Don't try to overhaul every aspect of your life all at once.
Why not? Won't that get you fit faster?
No, because if you try to do too much at once, you're not very likely to make it for the long haul. The more success you enjoy with a single step, the more likely you are to take the next one. So take it slow and enlist a friend or your dive buddy to work out or make changes with you. Not only can you encourage one another as you go, you'll both be diving knowing you've got a buddy working towards being a healthier diver.
Would you like some tofu?
I haven't gotten to that step yet.
Just like diving is a lifestyle all its own, fitness, too, is a way of life. Make it your way of life, and not only will you feel better and increase your health, you'll also increase your diving enjoyment and improve your safety. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
All right, we are back. And on the phone, you know, we were talking about her just a few minutes ago before the Dan safety tip. Of course, I'm talking about superstar Mermaid Tony. She is on the line now. How you doing, Tone?
I am wonderful. How are you?
Now, I could be calling you just to say, hey, don't forget the little people. Now that you're a superstar on the line with all these articles being written about you, you're the newest attraction in the Florida Keys. But we got to talk about something way more serious. Are you with me?
I'm there. I'm definitely there.
Now, this past Wednesday and Thursday was Florida spiny lobster season, mini season, the two-day sport season where lobster recreational divers get to go out there and get a jump on the season before the commercial guys lay their traps. And I know you were down there in Isla Mirada doing your thing on opening day. Now, I didn't get to participate in mini season. I had you there to represent the lobster slayer. So I'm calling you to find out, did you do do me proud?
I think I did. It kind of depends. Depends where what you're considering. Did I actually get to bring them up and eat them? Yeah, but I did catch a lot.
Well, okay. You brought them up, and you don't need to eat them. You need to give them to me so I can eat them. But I'm just trying to find out what the numbers are. Now, down there in Monroe County in the Florida Keys, you are allowed to get, what, 6 lobsters for the day each day, right?
Yep, 6 per person per day.
So you got 6 lobsters on the opening day of lobster mini season, right?
Sure. Yeah, that sounds really good.
Wait. You don't sound that convincing now, Tony. How many lobsters did you catch?
I technically brought up 2, but I only got an 18-minute bottom time on my dive.
18-minute bottom time. What are you exerting yourself? What's going on there?
Well, we decided to do a staff dive, and we have to be at work at 7:30.
Yeah.
And you can't actually get in the water until sunrise, which is 6:47. And we had about a 25-minute run back to the dive shop. So literally, our captain was like, you guys have got 15 minutes. I was 3 minutes over. I was late. But I did catch lots of lobsters. There were 2 egg-bearing females, a couple shorts, and I got to keep 2.
All right, so
I didn't do too bad for 18 minutes.
Well, 18 minutes, okay, 2 and 18 minutes. I'm not sure that's lobster slayer status. However, you know, that's not a bad showing. That's not a bad representation to find 2 in 18 minutes that you can keep, and that's what happened. So technically you caught 4, maybe even 5, but you could only keep 2, right?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, legally. Okay. For a Scuba Radio Mermaid, I'm going to give you a pass. I'm going to give you a B+ on for effort, if nothing else, on that. All right, No, that's all you got. I'm sorry. Hey, come on. You're talking to the lobster slayer here. What do you want?
Here on the island. Here on the island.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their live-aboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreAdventures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Adventures apart from the rest. That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explore Adventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Mon nom est Julie et je suis une plongeuse de Saint-Barth.
Okay, for my American fan, my name is Julie and I'm a diver from Saint-Barth.
J'aime énormément la scuba radio.
I love scuba radio.
Especially, what's your name again?
Greg the
Dive Master. And especially Greg the, how do you say, Dive Master.
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir?
Yeah, we just played a little clip from one of our last Scuba Radio Scuba Cruises. Next week, we're broadcasting from the deck of the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 Liveaboard. Mermaid Tony is going to be on board. She's not necessarily a lobster slayer, as we just found out. However, she is an accomplished diver and dive instructor, but she's never been on a liveaboard dive adventure. However, she is going to join us next week. Are you excited, Tony, or what?
I'm so excited. You have no idea.
What are your expectations as far as a liveaboard dive experience? Obviously, you've talked to me and other people that have done this before, but what is your preconceived notion of what you're going to experience here next week?
Well, I've already been told I'm not going to have to fill tanks
or carry
a whole bunch of tanks around.
Well, we can make an exception for you. I'm sure the crew wouldn't mind if you wanted to help them out. But then
I'd feel right at home. But other than that, I don't know. I'm expecting to dive a lot. I've heard there's food involved, so I'm always all about that. And hopefully catching some rays and relaxing after the crazy week we had down here. So,
yeah, well, exactly. You know, this is on the heels of Florida spiny lobster season, mini season, which is extremely busy for people like Mermaid Tony down there at Florida Keys Dive Center. So this will be a nice little chance for you to get a little R&R and some just me time, right? Just to kick back, work on rays, maybe chow down on some food and get in your fill of diving.
Absolutely. I'm so excited. I get to dive. Yay!
Yay! Yeah, I mean, it's amazing that as a dive instructor, this is something you want to do so much. But when you're a dive instructor, you kind of get sidetracked. You get distracted from watching your students, and it does kind of have a tendency sometimes to take away from the personal enjoyment of our favorite activity, right?
Exactly. We're going to get to go out and play. That's what I like doing, playing.
Exactly. Just go play in the Turks and Caicos for a week. I think you will be spoiled rotten. There's a chance you may not want to go back.
Ooh, that might happen.
Yeah, it could happen. It wouldn't be the first time with you.
I almost stayed in Fiji.
That's right. Hey, and you know what? Demi's going to be on board. He has been on several of our Scuba Radio cruises before as he works for Explore Ventures as a crew member. And I know he's always wanted to be a Scuba Radio mermaid, so maybe you can kind of show him the ropes and you guys can compare notes, that kind of thing. And who knows? Maybe you'll be working side by side there next week in the Turks and Caicos.
All right. Sounds good. Look forward to it.
All right. Thanks, Tony. Hey, coming up in hour two, we're going to check in with Stuart from Matava, a cool little resort in the Fijian Islands. That and much more is coming your way, so stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss
me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.